Congress card. This is Shaw.
Yeah, somebody called me from this number.
Hi, is this William?
Yes.
Hey, this is Shaw over here from the underwriting department at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. So your file was sent over to us a few hours ago. I just want to do a little quality control just to make sure we're on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish. Do you have a few minutes to chat?
Sure.
Okay. Perfect. I'm just going to confirm some basic information I have on the business. I have you as the 99% owner of the business.
Yep.
Okay. And is your son the other 1%?
You know, that's a good question. No, it's another corporation. It's another side corporation. Dell family or something that's owned.
Oh, kind of like a trust fund or something?
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Okay, so like your
trust fund. It's all income tax, you know, that's what it is.
Right, yeah. Okay, cool. No problem. I'll put in notes in here. We can move forward with you since you're 99% owner anyways. Okay, and it looks like you've been in business since 1977?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. And you've been the owner the whole time?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and it looks...
I've been making this a trip. I have been making this.
Sorry, I can't really hear you.
I have been making the equipment since 1961.
Oh, wow.
I farmed out packaging in 77 and took it out of a family business. I developed it within a family business, and then too much family and not too far off anyway.
Okay. So you have a lot of family members working with you?
I've got my son runs the business. His name's Michael Gordon. And then we got like a friend.
I see. Okay.
My son's got a nephew working there, and that's the deal. I got a brother-in-law working there too.
I see. So everyone's there.
Not everyone. I did have a brother working there. He retired, so.
Do you ever run into like family drama at work? Yeah, it's a big thing with
I went back in 76 and 77 through hell. I had a sister of mine come into business about 14 years young. I'd go to business with my daddy. He put her in charge because she'd been jilted and she wanted to have to move tooth and toenail to get me kicked out of business.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She's about the nastiest woman I ever was. I had a family, three kids, and high school, elementary school. Got my old man to fire me. He'd hire me back, and then she'd go after me again. She went and hid my stuff out, took drawings out, took a $100,000 piece of machine, and went and hid it, and all that kind of stuff. Oh, she's a fool.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, she broke the business in about 70, about 83. The bank called me, wanted me to come back over and take it over. They had taken possession of it.
Okay.
Anyway, that's enough history right there.
Kind of a little history of the business. Okay, that's cool. Good to know. And then according to my notes here, you're looking for, let's see here, looks like about $500,000?
Yeah.
Okay, and it looks like you need it for waiting for receivables to come in.
Yep.
Okay. Can you tell me?
I got one job on the floor. It's a $1.5 million. It's for a farming. They paid me 50% of it so far.
Okay.
It's going to be complete. It's completing up in the next week. About 2 more weeks will be completed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's got a brother that's going to Canada. It's about $900,000. So between the two of them, I got about $1.2 million cash coming in.
Oh, wow. That's cool. And then the 50% one that you talked about just before everything, how much receivables do you have on that one?
Well, as soon as I get this one complete another week, I'll have $500,000, about $600,000.
$600,000?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of receivables out.
No, it's just one job. It's not a lot of receivers. It's one job.
Oh, one job?
One job.
Okay.
Okay. It's a $1.5 million. It's a $1.5 million piece of equipment that I built from scratch, designed, built.
Mm.
Okay. It's going to McCormick. I got one just like it's in Hershey. I got one just like it's in Hershey that we built last year. And then Domino's sugar. I got one.
Okay. How often do you run into these, like, cash flow problems while you wait for your receivables? Because there's a lot of receivables out right now.
Well, like I say, it's one. It's a big order, and it's one on its own, one receivable.
Mm-hmm. So it's like an ongoing, kind of like an ongoing problem right now for you.
That's exactly. It's an ongoing problem. And the problem is business has dropped off this summer. The election has got everything shut.
Mm-hmm.
The business community is scared to death of her. They don't know what's going on.
I see. Okay.
All this radical stuff. So it's slowed down. I've dealt with a big Fortune 500 companies.
Uh-huh.
Like Mark McCormick, $8 billion. Hershey, $20 billion. Nestle, $120 billion. Right on down.
You're kind of breaking up a little bit. Let me give you a call back on a different phone and see if that's going to help it. Can you hold? Give me 1 minute, okay?
Okay.